Was any of it real? After people discover that their partner was cheating on them, that's often a question that haunts them. Was any of this real? And it's not just a casual, curious question, it's an existential crisis. When someone betrays our trust, especially in such an intimate way, especially someone that we had trusted so deeply, it doesn't just damage our relationship with them, it damages our relationship with ourselves, with our ability to trust ourselves, and ultimately, it damages our relationship with reality. Because it feels like this thing that we can't fully trust or engage with directly anymore. So, why does this happen? What I think is the reason behind it is once the infidelity is revealed, your brain starts desperately searching for patterns. Our brains are ultimately pattern recognition and meaning building machines. And so, it's trying to make sense of something that feels very senseless, something that goes contrary to all of these patterns that have been layered together, all of this meaning that has been built up over years and years and years. The problem is, the search often leads to questioning everything because that partner was so integral to every aspect of your life that it's impossible for that question to not dig deep into literally everything that you know. Not just the moments when your partner was being unfaithful, but all the moments they weren't. Not just all the bad moments, all the good moments, everything begins to be open for question. So here's another way to think about it. We build our understanding of reality through thousands of small interactions. Every time your partner told you that they loved you, each time they made plans for you, each time you had a positive experience with them, these became the foundations of a shared reality with them. And when infidelity shatters that foundation, it's natural to wonder if the entire thing was an illusion. So ultimately, your brain is trying to protect you by doing this. By questioning everything, it's looking for patterns that might help you avoid future pain. You're also experiencing cognitive dissonance. The person who betrayed you is the same person who held you when you cried, celebrated your successes, built a life with you. These contradictory truths are incredibly difficult to reconcile, and your just sense of reality has been violated. It's not just a breach of relationship agreements, it's a breach of shared understandings about what was happening in your life. But as you probably know, the reality is that most relationships aren't all real or all fake. Even the best relationships probably have some degree of fakeness to them, and even the worst ones have some degree of truth or realness to them. They're complex. What most people don't recognize is that this question, was any of it real, isn't actually answerable in the way that we would want it to be. What we're really asking is, can I trust my own experience? Can I trust my memories? Can I trust my judgment? And so, how can you move forward? How can you find answers to those questions? Well, first, recognize that your memories are valid. There might be some specific things that need to be rethought, reconsidered, that could be reinterpreted a different way. But the moments you felt loved were real moments in your life, regardless of what was happening behind the scenes. And even if their love for you could be called into question, if you were experiencing love, that means that you had it yourself. And so they can't ever take that away from you. If your love for them was real, that part of the story doesn't need to be changed. Second, understand that people are complex. Your partner may have genuinely loved you, even if they cheated on you. That doesn't excuse their actions at all, but it also doesn't mean that every single aspect of what they did was fake. And it can help explain why this feels so confusing, because people are confusing. Another thing to do is remember to focus on what is certain. You can't know every thought your partner had. You can't know what exactly they were thinking, what exactly their motivations were. They probably don't know either. What you can do, though, is know for certain what patterns are consistent with them. You can listen to explanations. You can notice how they respond to your pain now. You can build a plan now. And based on those patterns, based on what they're giving you now, you can make the decision of whether or not they're worth trying to rebuild with, or whether this is going to be a consistent pattern moving forward and you need to move on. And then lastly, as far as moving forward, like, remember that building trust isn't something that is just given. It is something that is built. And so if it needs to be rebuilt with the same person, like, let that process take its place based on their current actions day to day. It's the small moments that build that consistently over time. And ultimately, figuring out, obsessing over the past, what was real and what wasn't, isn't going to get you to where you want. Focusing on what's true now, what you can know for certain now, and where you want to go is much more important. So instead of asking, was any of that real, figure out, what do you really want moving forward?